It's Tuesday, July 30, 2024.
Obviously, with the temperatures and the winds, everything's just kind of aligned perfectly for this fire to be burning 4,000 to 5,000 acres an hour.
Northern California wildfire explodes in size. Paris Summer Olympics complicated by heat and water pollution. Plus,
it's summertime, but the living is no longer easy.
After new global heat records, the UN calls on governments to move faster to cut climate warming emissions.
All of those calls and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Well, let me say at the outset, Kamala can't have my guns, she can't have my gasoline engine, and she sure as hell can't have my steaks and cheeseburgers.
Well, let me say at the outset, Ted Cruz, Kamala doesn't want your guns, or your gasoline engine, or your steaks and cheeseburgers. Though you might lay off a few of those cheeseburgers, Ted Cruz. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen. It's not that Ted Cruz is fat. I'm just saying that, you know.
You're concerned about his health.
Exactly right. What do you have for us today?
Well, first, in the U.S. West, record-breaking heat waves have rapidly dried out forests. Northern California's massive wind-driven park fire has grown into the sixth largest fire in state history in just 1 week, forcing the evacuations of nearly 25,000 people and the closure of Lassen Volcanic National Park.
This fire is horrific.
It is the largest fire in the U.S. for now and has burned more than 560 square miles, an area larger than Los Angeles. A man was charged with arson in igniting the fire, but experts say its ferocious growth has been supercharged by land management policies that enabled extreme fires and human-caused climate change, which has increased the intensity and duration of extreme heat waves and the number of days with extreme wildfire weather conditions. So far, California's wildfire season has burned about 20 times more land than this time last year. According to CAL FIRE, the biggest fires in state history have all hit in the last 6 years.
And of course, it doesn't help that we've had record heat in many of those years.
Yep. In Canada, where crews are battling hundreds of wildfires.
Ted Cruz?
No. Fire crews are battling hundreds of wildfires. A fast-moving fire destroyed about a third of the village of Jasper outside Jasper National Park. In Houston, an updated confirmed death toll from Hurricane Beryl, which came ashore as a Category 1 on July 8th. Forensic examiners across the Houston region now say 36 people were killed. Disturbingly, at least half of them died after the storm in homes without air conditioning during the weeks-long power outage amid a sweltering, humid heat wave. In Paris, where the Summer Olympics are now underway, France's National Weather Service issued an extreme heat warning this week, with temperatures approaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit, high humidity, and elevated nighttime temperatures. Because the athletes' lodgings do not have air conditioning, the U.S., Canada, and several other countries have brought portable AC units for their athletes that will then be donated to local groups. Plus, runoff from heavy rains has degraded water quality in the River Seine, forcing organizers to postpone the men's triathlon event because the water is unsafe for swimming.
Postpone or cancel?
We'll see. Here in the U.S., as student athletes begin outdoor practice for the fall, a new analysis warns parents and coaches that today's kids are playing in a much warmer world than in the past. Climate Central found that most locations in the United States are seeing at least one additional week of extremely hot days than in the early 1970s. They say extreme heat is risky for athletes of all ages, and preparing for extreme heat and educating students about it is key to protecting their health and safety. Finally, in remarks at the United Nations on Friday, just days after the planet set a new record for the three hottest days ever recorded globally, Secretary General Antonio Guterres again pushed world leaders to pick up the pace in shifting away from climate-warming fossil fuels. A new UN study last week found 70% of the global workforce is at high risk of extreme heat, and it estimated that extreme heat kills about 500,000 people every year globally. The Secretary General criticized wealthy developed countries like the United States for continuing fossil fuel production that causes man-made climate change, and he called on world leaders to do more to protect lives amid rising temperatures.
And we know it's going to get worse. Extreme heat is the new abnormal. But the good news is that there are solutions, and we can limit its impact.
I hope he's right. He's been trying to get us to do exactly that for years, and we're just not making fast enough progress, if you ask me.
We are not.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
The message is clear. The heat is on.
And this has been your Green News Report.